Good morning. Today the Chafetz Chaim is going to take us into the introduction of Klal Vav, which is the fact that the Lashon Hara requires two steps. There has to be the one who speaks it, that we've been talking about until now, but there also has to be the one who listens to the Lashon Hara, and how do you deal with those issues? So the Chafetz Chaim begins Klal Vav by telling us, also the Kabbalah Lashon Hara min HaTorah. A person's not allowed to accept Lashon Hara. You hear it, you can't accept it, whether it's something that's Bein Adam LaMakom or Bein Adam LaChavero. In other words, we're not allowed to believe that the story is true, because if you believe that the story that's being told to you is true, you're going to disrespect the person about whom the story is being spoken. And even if you wouldn't specifically agree to the story, right? The individual who's hearing the story didn't say, "Oh, it's not true," right? If the story is being retold, accepting it, not saying yeah or whatever, doesn't necessarily help. Sometimes it will get repeated, and a person who accepts the Lashon Hara violates the Torah's prohibition of Lo Sisa Shem Hashav, the understanding that you shall not carry around the name falsely, which the Mechilta explains means that a person's not allowed to be Mekabel Lashon Hara. There are also all sorts of other issues we mentioned before. And Chazal tells us in Masech de Makos that whoever accepts Lashon Hara is worthy of being thrown to the dogs. Because we're told, Lakelev Tashlichonoso, we're told that a person's not allowed to accept Lashon Hara, and then not too far afterwards, the Torah goes on and tells us that a nevela has to be thrown to the dogs. And since the two things are closed, we're told Lakel Tashlichano Solo Sisa Shem Hashav. Since the idea of the nevela being thrown to the dogs is right before the Lo Sisa Shem Hashav, that teaches us that we're not allowed to accept Lashon Hara. And to the one who's there, the Smichos HaParshias, the fact that those two issues are next to each other, tell us that that's one of the things that happens. And the person who accepts it, the Rambam tells us, is worse than the person who even speaks it. And even listening and not accepting, there is a person who leans over to listen. I don't want to accept the words. This would be a big joke among people, right? Lashon Hara Lamed Hey, tell it to me anyway. People would go over and say, yeah, I want to hear the Lashon Hara, but don't worry, I won't be Mekabel it. I won't accept it. So that's also a problem. However, there are differences, says the Chafetz Chaim, between listening to Lashon Hara and actually accepting that which you listen. Listening is only an Iser in the future, right? There's a problem in the present. But if it deals with the future, if it's true, like, a person believes from the beginning of the story how somebody is not somebody to be trusted, and you were going to bring that person, let's say we know a fellow, his name is Joe, and we find out that the guy named Joe, somebody tells me he's not a trustworthy person. I was about to do business with Joe, and I know that I find out that Joe's not trustworthy, but I think he's a pretty trustworthy guy. Or I find out the dirt on a shidduch, right? People call all the time about a shidduch. Someone says to me, "Oh, Joe, he's a terrible guy. Don't let him go out with your daughter." I was hoping he would go out with my daughter or me, right? The girl says she wants to know the dirt. So in such a situation, look, you have to find out, you have to listen, because you have to be concerned. But to now all of a sudden accept that this is true, and now start spreading around, Joe's a louse, don't go out with him, right? So that becomes a very big problem. When a person wants to just be careful not to get damaged, so then you can listen, you just don't have to accept fully. It might change your mind. I don't want to get into this situation. You might want to get into the situation and not accept it. Also, if a person has no personal benefit from the storyline, right? So that's okay. I want to give you the benefit of information so that you can check into these things. Maybe that you can even turn around and get convince Joe to become a better person, if Joe is indeed not the nicest person in the world. So you don't have to believe it, but if you believe you can do something and improve the situation, that's not a violation of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara. And so therefore the Chafetz Chaim says there are differences between them, and that doesn't mean that everything is mutter. And my mother tells a story. She worked with somebody who used to say, for Lashon Hara, for Shidduchim, everything's mutter. It's not exactly correct. I think that we have to be very careful with what we say and what we hear in order for us not to violate the dinim of Lashon Hara. It will also make every day a fantastic day. Have a good one.